Now let's remember the country that says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. It isn't the U.S., not when it comes to refugees from Syria. Of 2 million Syrians forced out of their country, few have made it to the U.S. or other Western nations, with one exception, Sweden. Joanna Kakissis traveled there.
Every afternoon, Father Ayub Stefan leads prayers at St. Gabriel's Syrian Orthodox Church in Södertälje, a hilly, wooded city of factories and apartment blocks about 19 miles southwest of Stockholm. The priest moved here 6 years ago from Kamishli, a city in northeastern Syria. But in the last 3 years, as civil war tears apart his country, it seems like everyone in Kamishli wants to come to Södertälje.
Now, the Christian migrate from Syria. So many call to me, telephone, or by Facebook, or help us to come to Sweden.
Another Syrian, Afram Yakub, came to Södertälje from Kamishli when Sweden began taking in waves of refugees in the 1970s.
In the U.S., you always say that it's the land of dreams. Yeah, well, I say it's actually Sweden. Here you can get an education from kindergarten up to university without paying 1 cent. Social welfare system is good. Generally, it's an open society with the good values.
Södertälje has 5 Syrian Orthodox churches, 2 pro soccer teams, and a TV channel. One-third of the city's population now hails from all around the Middle East, says city manager Martin André.
30,000 out of 90,000. It's such a big group with the same background. They come to one specific place. It makes a lot of effort to organize integration in a good way.
Integration begins with housing, and there's a huge shortage in Sweden. Refugees in Södertälje crowd into small apartments with relatives and friends, says Mayor Boel Godner.
You will be staying with 3 or 4 other families. You will be living in basements or in attics or in churches or anywhere.
Maria Silian grew up in Södertälje and likes how it's become a diverse city. She teaches Swedish to refugees. Her newest students are from Syria. She listens as one speaks in halting Swedish about the smugglers who brought him to Europe.
The most difficult is for them to find places where they can use their Swedish. It's very difficult here because wherever they go, everybody speaks Arabic. So even if the newcomer, they try to speak Swedish, but they will meet people who speak Arabic.
Sweden's public employment service says only 26% of refugees find work after 2 years of language and job training. The rest survive on welfare, says Godner, Södertälje's mayor.
The question that has come up lately is, can the welfare system bear us all? What's going to happen to everyone who comes here? No one has given the answer to that yet.
In a speech this summer, former Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt asked Swedes to show tolerance to refugees, something that has defined this country for so many years. But he was voted out of office in September. An anti-immigrant party, the Sweden Democrats, won seats in parliament and helped bring down the government of the center-left prime minister this week. Still, Södertälje takes pride in claiming that it welcomed more Iraqi refugees after the 2003 invasion than all of North America. André, the city manager, chose to work here because he wants it to reflect Sweden's openness to the rest of the world.
Because I liked to think that the Swedes still are a very tolerant people, and I think we are. But of course, when you are challenged in that view, when things are happening, that the situation can move, and it can move quite rapidly.
Södertälje expects 2,000 more refugees by year's end. And next year, Sweden expects another 95,000, a record. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
That story was reported with help from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.